Hello.
Hi, is this George?
Yeah, speaking.
Hi, George. My name is Ella James. I'm calling you from Penguin Book Writers. I will be your dedicated assigned project manager. How are you doing today?
All right. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much for asking, George. First of all, welcome on board. I just wanted to have a quick chat with you in regards to the process, and also I wanted to get to know more about your book and the vision behind it. So I'm going to start off with the most basic question. What exactly is your book about, and how did you end up writing it? I mean, what exactly did you envision?
Well, it's about my experiences in China. Like, I went to China over 50 times. And the first time I went, I knew nothing about China, and I had to learn quite a bit. Made lots of mistakes, but made, you know, I had also some success. And so since 2005, I went about 54 or 55 times to China, and spent always about 2 weeks. So, you know, it adds up to quite a while. I was there. I was in just about every part of China. And helped set up three manufacturing plants, an engineering office, and you know, I'm doing now some consulting over the last few years, and I'm taking people there, and I'm taking people there to introduce them to the government, to their lawyers, to the banks, and you know, if they want to do manufacturing.
Right.
So, you know, so I have a lot of connections and friends in China. And when I mentioned to them that I, you know, actually it was a Chinese lady who came, had the idea, why don't you call it a white man's China? Because that's what it is. I mean, I'm there. It's, you know, they know we are different.
Exactly.
And the way we do the way we do business and the way they do business are, you know, different. And I just try to point out a little bit, you know, how these things develop.
Okay. All right. Well, that is pretty interesting. Let me ask you this. Is the book's focus mainly on your career and how you explored China, or is it more about your personal life as well?
Well, the first, like, it's two part. The first part is my personal experiences in China, like, you know, the things I experienced, weird little things. You know, I give some different examples. And the second part is then what happened when we set up manufacturing, when, you know, like, it's more than a little bit talks about the business aspects on what to expect. And, you know, obviously now a lot of people are thinking to go to China because China is the place to be, I think, for a business in the future.
Right. Yes.
Right. So it's not a business book as such, but it gives you some insight, like what to expect.
Some personal experiences, yes, and that is wonderful. Okay,
right.
All right, thank you so much for providing the insight. And one more thing, what made you write this book? I mean, when exactly you took this decision that, you know what, you want to have this out?
Well, I talked about it to a lot of my Chinese friends and to some other people I meet over there, like Westerners, which I meet over there. And, you know, jokingly, I kept saying I'm going to, you know, write down all my experience because I keep telling the people about my experiences and they think it's funny. And I said, well, maybe I should write it once down. And now with the pandemic and everything, I basically didn't have the chance to go to China much anymore because, you know, I used to go 4 or 5 times a year to China. But since that pandemic thing, no, you know, I really did not go anymore. So I started writing this stuff and I thought I may as well, you know, see what happens.
Right, right. Well, that is an excellent decision that you took. And I believe pandemic sort of changed everyone's life in some way or the other, right? We started doing things that we never imagined we'd do, right?
Right, right.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So it was a terrible thing that happened and everybody suffered. Even after that, we actually managed to find some positivity out of it. So I'm glad about that.
Right. Right.
Absolutely.
Right.
All right. So, George, let me ask you this. Do you have the manuscript ready? What exactly do you think the manuscript requires at this point of time?
Okay, like I sent to Rob. I guess you know Rob, right?
Yes, of course.
Right. I sent to Rob the draft.
Mm-hmm.
But in the meantime, I had it proofread by my wife and some another friend of mine. So I made a few. It was just grammar mistakes because
mm-hmm.
my original language is not English; it's German.
Mm-hmm.
And so all those corrections have been made. And I mentioned it to Rob, and he says, "Well, wait, in sending it until I talk to whoever is going to look after it."
Right, right. Now let me explain to you the process, the editing process specifically. See, what happens is that once we have an order for the editing process to be done, what we do is that we assign it to a team of four expert editors who sit down,
mm-hmm.
join heads, and they review the entire manuscript, okay? They review it with a fine-tooth comb. And once
right.
they are done reviewing it, they will get back to you with an editorial report or an evaluation, you can say, all right, on the
right.
overall manuscript, in which they will
right.
highlight the strengths, the weaknesses of the manuscript, along with the recommendations of how they feel the manuscript can be improved, okay? So there will be a
right,
couple
right.
of suggestions, and all these
mm-hmm.
pointers are going to be there in the editorial report. Once you get the report, then it is your decision to make. I mean, you can either agree
sure.
or disagree with the recommendation, because, of course, at the end, it's your book, right? And the final
right.
call will be yours. So you make your decision in defining the direction for the editing team. So, for example,
right.
they have provided you 10 suggestions, out of which you only agree with, let's say, 5. So you get back
mm-hmm.
to me and you're like, you know what, Ella, I agree with 5 out of 10 suggestions, and these are the things that I want to do on the manuscript that I want the editing team to take care of, okay? And at
right.
at that point, it will give the editing team a specific direction in terms of how they should proceed. You know, editing,
right.
it's a vast service, you can say. You and I, we can edit
mm-hmm.
the book for our entire life, and we will never be done, to be very honest. And
sure.
we'll end up, you know, with a completely different product if we consistently edit
mm-hmm.
it without any direction. So
no, no, I have no issue with that. I have no issue at
okay.
all with that. So.
All right. And one more thing, George. We try our best not to be offensive, but there will be criticism, okay? I hope you're okay with the healthy criticism.
Oh, I'm okay with that.
Okay.
No issue at all.
All right, perfect. Well, that is good, because a lot of people, you know, they treat their book as a baby, and sometimes it's very difficult for them to handle criticism. Now, there's
no,
one thing to
like,
understand.
For me, that's not what it is. Like,
exactly.
as I say, I want it as simple as possible that people
mm-hmm.
from any kind of level would be interested to read it, not just the higher level people.
With it. Yes, exactly.
Right.
That's what our basic aim is, and this is the instruction that I'm going to relay to your editing team as well. Right, we'll try
right,
to keep
right.
it as simple as possible, and basically the criticism is all about having the book perfected. That's it.
Right.
That's our main goal.
Right, and as I said, eventually. You know, not right now, but eventually I do going to want to have it translated into Mandarin as well. But
right.
at the moment, we will
mm-hmm.
do it just in English, but eventually it should be translated in Mandarin, because the way I wrote it is my Chinese friends telling me, like, don't just talk about us, also talk about you,
mm-hmm.
that we understand why you are the way you are.
Mm-hmm, absolutely.
You know, like it's a two-way street, right? Like we get sometimes surprised on the way they behave, but
mm-hmm.
on the other hand, they're also surprised the way we are behaving, right?
Exactly.
And so just to explain why we do what we do, you know,
mm-hmm.
so that's why it's a very simple book in that sense, you know, straightforward.
Right. Excellent. Excellent, George. I was going to say that we should have the book in multiple languages. You just got my
right.
words there, okay? But that
right.
is for later, okay? Let's initiate with baby steps. Let's start off with
right.
the editorial report. Let's see how that
right.
goes, and then we'll start the editing process. Now, what about the book cover? Did you create something, or do you have a concept
no.
in mind? Okay.
Well, basically something simple. Like, I think the book cover should basically show China, like the map of China a little bit, or a globe with the where China is shown.
Mm-hmm.
And then the name, I do believe already now, the name should also appear in Chinese as well, and my name as well.
Mm-hmm.
You will understand when you read the book why I am saying that, but I think even on the cover that it's already with the Chinese signal, you know, symbols,
mm-hmm.
and with my name also in Chinese. Just, you know, that I think that would attract some of the Chinese who speak English to read it already.
Absolutely. It has to be themed well according to those people as well, because that is your target market too. All right?
We
understand that we're dealing with different target audience, and we're actually working in the middle of it somewhere, okay? So we need to make sure that we're catering every single target market that is relevant to the niche of the book. Okay, so I got that. I got that perfectly. One more thing. You will be filling out a brief form. So once you fill that out, we'll provide you initially 2 to 3 concepts to look at, all right, given the description that you provided. And then those will be like the initial concepts. Of course, once they are sent to you, you provide your detailed feedback in terms of revisions.
Right.
Whatever you need changed, or if you need the alignment or the typesetting done differently on the cover, or maybe you want to remove something or add something, whatsoever that is, okay, you let us know.
Right.
And then we work on finalizing it. Yeah, go ahead.
Right. I also have a few pictures, which I think would be a good idea to put in, you know, some of the stories that I'm telling would be backed up with pictures as well.
That would be an excellent idea. We can certainly include pictures. That'll just give
I have
more
about,
weight in terms
have
of
about
well.
Eight. Mm-hmm. Right, I have about 8 to 10 pictures, which I think would really fit well in certain areas. You know, just to for people to really understand why I'm saying what I'm saying.
Exactly, and visualize things. Visualization is very important at a certain time, you know. One more thing, George, make sure that the pictures are of good quality, okay, of good resolution.
Right.
Because they may pixelate when we go to the print form of the book, like the hardcover or paperback, you know, after publication. You'll have plenty of time to get the pictures done, because we'll be incorporating the pictures right at the end, okay? Now, I've explained to you the initial steps of this entire project. Now, I want to guide you towards our online portal. If you're sitting in front of your computer, it'll be much easier for me to guide you.
Sure. Yeah, I am at the computer right now.
Okay. So you must have received an email from Creative Design Agency to get started. Creative Design Agency is our online portal. Can you find that for me?
Okay. It may be under, it did not go in my print. Ella James?
That is correct.
Ella James. I have here 2 emails from Ella James.
Right, you need to find the one which says get started. It would be the first one, I believe, the first email that you got.
Okay, let me go back to the first one. Teamwork, you have been added. Hi, George. Ella James has added you to the Creative Design Agency. Get started, yes.
Yes,
so I go into get started?
Yes.
Okay.
Once you click on that, it's going to redirect you to the URL of the teamwork, the portal, and it's going to ask you to set up your own password.
Okay. It says create password, but I'm going to do my own, right? A different password.
Yeah, you don't have to tell us or anyone.
Okay, so I just put in my password. Hold on.
Yes. Create your password and write it down somewhere so you don't forget.
I would like to hear the news from Tamara. Destroying a few data.
Are you done with the password?
I'm going to redo it because I was not sure if I made a mistake or not.
Okay.
Okay, it's done.
Okay, now you click on finish or complete or next, whatever the next option that you're getting.
Yeah. Okay, now, your admin has switched everybody in your company to the team network individual contributor. I complete. Okay.
Okay, so you click on individual contributor. Let me know what you see.
I click on it, and it just says, it just puts, I complete my, and that's it, my own work.
Did it go through?
It doesn't show me anything.
You clicked on that, and then you proceeded forward, right? Is there any option at the bottom of those two options that you're getting? Is there anything that says
the other option is project manager leaders? I manage the work of others.
Okay, let me look into that. I believe there's a technical glitch. Just give me a moment. Thank you very much for being online. Are you there?
Yes, I'm here. I put you on speaker.
Yeah. Okay. So the individual contributor, that option is giving a glitch for the time being. Just go ahead and click on Project Manager.
Okay.
Okay. Now it's going to let you go inside the account. Let me know once the notification or the pop-up is gone.
Nothing happens when I do that.
Nothing is happening?
No. Other than it just made a little hookup and it says, I manage the work of others, project manager leader.
Okay, and there are no other drop downs there.
Well, then it says submit on the end.
Yes, yes, you need to submit.
So I submit, okay?
Is the pop-up gone now?
No, a new pop-up came up.
And what does that say?
Your admin has switched everybody in your company to the team, to the new teamwork. Before we move you over, please select which role type best describes you.
Okay. And what are the roles that you're getting there?
Again, the same as before, individual contributor or project manager leader.
Okay, try one more time and go to the project manager and click submit.
It comes up exactly the same thing again.
Oh, gosh, this is horrible.
Now it's gone. Okay,
it's
no task.
Okay.
It says, this task list is empty at the moment. Click the button below to get started.
Have to look for the messages section. Do you see a list of options where it says list, board, table, dashboard?
Yes, list and general tasks.
Yeah, you need to go to the messages section. Find the messages option for me.
Messenger.
Mm-hmm. Messages. It can be in the more option. You know, sometimes they have the option for more, like more options are listed out there. So if you click on more, you might find messages there.
I don't see what you're talking about.
Okay, what do you see?
Okay, like on the left-hand side, it says, like, search, jump to my work, time, planning, more. Then is my name, task list, all list, but it says zero, general tasks, says zero, then tasks, general tasks, add task list, and then no tasks, and add to tasks. Like,
or there's a more option in this side of the options, right? Do you see a more option there?
In nowhere it says, okay, it says more, so mm-hmm. I press there.
Yeah, you click on that.
Projects, everything, calendar, or form.
That's it? No messages?
No.
Okay. That is
weird. Okay, it's a message, welcome on board.
Yes,
from
yes.
Ella, that is a message 21 minutes ago.
That is correct. Just click on that where it says welcome on board.
Okay, now I see that.
Now, do you see the complete message that I've sent you?
Hope this email will find you well and blah, blah, blah. Come, it's Ella, you're assigned project manager. We'll be working, blah, blah, blah. Yes, yes.
Okay,
add reply,
perfect.
Flow, and attack a file there. Feel
yes.
free to.
Yeah, that's good to go. Perfect. Now, the next thing that you need to do is download the attachments, the Word files that are attached there at the bottom of my message. Do you see that?
Right.
Do you see them?
Yes.
Book editing
yes.
class and book
yes.
cover design. Yeah. You download them, you fill them out, and you attach them back by going to add reply. Do you see the option for add reply? George, you there?
Yeah, I'm here, but I have no idea what you're talking about.
Add reply. Look at the bottom of these attachments. What do you see there?
Okay, I downloaded the one now.
Okay. You need to go back to the page where you saw the complete message.
Okay, how the heck do I do?
Sure.
Okay, I see the message. Yes, your message.
Okay. Now there's an option for add reply. It will
add
be
reply.
At the
okay.
bottom of my message. Yes. Click
okay,
on that.
I see that. Okay, but I haven't downloaded the second one yet, only the one so far. Do I have to download both first or?
Yeah. I will give you the time to download this. You can do this over the weekend, okay? I'm just letting you know what exactly you have to do to attach them again, okay?
Okay. Now I did add reply. Okay. Yes.
Add reply, then it's going to give you a drop box or a text box to type in your message. And if you look at the bottom, yes. If you look at
yeah.
the bottom, there is an option for attach a file. Do you see that?
Yes, yes.
And then you click on add files. It's going to redirect you to your computer. So whatever files you download and like these brief forms that you download, you're going to save it in your computer and then upload them back by going to add files option. Okay?
Okay. Right.
Perfect.
Yeah.
All right. And don't forget to include your manuscript over here as well. See, this is the portal where the entire team is connected. I can get the file from Rob, but for the record, I would like the file to be uploaded here from your end, if that's okay with you. If it's inconvenient, I'll get it from Rob.
No, that's fine. Well, Rob doesn't have the latest version. I told you I did a proofread.
Right.
And I found some grammatical errors, which, you
mm-hmm.
know, so it may as well, you know, they are all corrected. So I have the latest version, what I call, you know, version one.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Of course. So you have to send me the manuscript, and the final version will be uploaded by you.
Right. Also,
perfect.
on this, the way that file shows here, right?
Right.
Okay.
Okay.
So you will get those two forms which I upload, and
mm-hmm.
then the manuscript as well.
Correct. That's correct. That's correct. Once you are done attaching the file, there is the last option that says post your reply. So don't forget to post your reply after you have attached the files, okay?
Right, right. Okay.
All right. So this is it from my end for now. We will work, as I said, we'll work step by step. I don't want to, you know, overburden you with anything. Let's just figure this out first, and then I will guide you as we go along. Sounds good?
I will send it, you know, tomorrow most likely, all that stuff, okay?
That's completely fine. I mean, you can take the weekend, take your time. You can rest up, relax, and then send it back to us. We are actually closed for the weekend, all right? So we'll come back on Monday, so there's no rush.
Okay, that sounds good.
Okay.
And
all right.
What's your background, Ella?
Well, I have done a bachelor's in business administration. That is from the University of California. I know you're going to say that having a degree in business line, what am I doing here? Well, book writing is my passion. That's the reason why I'm working here.
Okay, that's good.
Right.
And okay. And then there it says Samantha Hayes. So she's part of that as well.
Yes, Samantha Hayes is actually the project management leader. So, for example, if you have any concerns, you know, compliance concerns, if you are not satisfied with the quality of the work, if you want to change your team, then Samantha is your person.
Okay, okay.
Okay,
no.
So.
Okay, let's hope that works.
Of course.
I'm going to download the other, like one is downloaded, so I just download the other one, and I fill it out, you know, on the weekend, and I send it that you have it by Monday morning.
That is correct. Thank you so much for your time, George. I'm really excited to be a part of this project. Let's make this something bigger, and you have yourself a wonderful weekend, okay?
Yeah, you too, okay?
All right. Good. All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Yeah. Bye-bye.